and y'all thought y'all were going to get out of hearing me. I'll try to keep it simple, under 2 hours. The title of my message is Jesus' Miracles at Capernaum. You know, Jesus performed some 37 miracles, and people were just astounded. I'm astounded at Wayne being wrapped up in a coat. You don't mind? You okay now? Okay. Jesus' miracles at Capernaum. Scripture selection comes to us from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. May we hear the word of the Lord. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his teachings. For he taught them as one having authority and not as scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet. And come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of the man. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region and around Galilee. The coming of God that was announced by Isaiah was happening. The mission of Jesus had begun. He preached with such great authority, emphasized by a number of miracles performed in his new hometown of Capernaum. Jesus entered that synagogue at Capernaum, and he began to teach. Synagogues were meeting places where the Jews worshiped God. They listened to the scriptures. They received instructions from the teachers about Jewish law. Mark's gospel does not record the lesson Jesus taught, but he describes the response of the audience. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Jesus spoke directly from his heart, didn't he? To the people, to their hearts. And he spoke without difference to everyone, not just the high and mighty, but he spoke to everyone. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed with an unclean spirit, a demon. The demon reacted sharply to Jesus, recognizing an invasion of this demon's territory. And the demon didn't like it. And now, the demon, did you catch what he asked Jesus? What do you want with us? Because he had control of the man. Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of Christ. But the demon knew. He knew God. He knew his son Jesus Christ. Instead of rituals used by contemporary exorcists, Jesus' response was simple, but very powerful. Be quiet. He didn't tell him to shut up. He didn't tell him, just very calmly, be quiet. Come out. This man. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The great amazement of the crowd was a reaction to the miracle as well as to Jesus' ability to teach. The scribes in the synagogue could teach, but here was something radically new. Because demons listened to him. News about Jesus' power and his teaching spread throughout the territory. And as Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of his disciple Simon Peter, Simon's mother-in-law was bedridden with fever. And Mark says, with brevity, he's very short about this, and that's the thing about Mark. He does not go into long soliloquies or any of that stuff. Mark tells the story. Jesus took the sick woman by the hand and helped her up. The fever left her and she began to wait on them immediately. Isn't Christ good? I think so, Clayton. Again, Jesus came in and the fever went out of her. The events in the synagogue and this scene in Simon's house together showed Jesus' lordship over the demons, over sickness, both the spiritual and the physical realms. Jesus controlled them both. At sunset, according to verse 33 in chapter 1. The whole town gathered at the door to see and hear Jesus. Jesus healed the sick. He drove out more demons. He forbade the demons to speak since they knew who he was. after Jesus had performed so many miracles there, early the next day, while it was still dark, Jesus rose. He left Simon Peter's house and went to a quiet place to do what? Pray. Thank you. He loved to get by himself. His favorite place to be by himself was in the mountains. Simon Peter and his friends came looking for him, and when they found him, they said in verse 37, "Everyone is looking for you. Where have you been? Why have you gone away from us?" They wanted him to remain in Capernaum. But Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Jesus had left Simon Peter's house and would now take the message further. He would take it around to the known world. He had a mission from God. He refused the request of the crowd to stay in one area. And then he demonstrated his authority time and time again by refusing to let others dictate what he was going to do next, what he was going to say. Verse 39, it says, "He went on and traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons." Now, that's not the only thing he did, but I'm sure he won so many people over to Christianity. Jesus had a clear vision of what he wanted to do and what he must do. And what does he tell us? Go forth. Bring others into the flock. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Share the holy word of God with others. And may we do that. In Christ's name, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, as we come to you this morning. We thank you for the message that Mike had, and we ask your blessings upon him and his ministry and all the ministry of the Gideons. Very important in our communities, in our state, in our nation, and in the world as well. Father, we praise you for people who are so willing to stand up and share the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that the message that you had laid on Mike, that you had laid on me this morning, that you will bless it, that you will bless us and the people who hear it. In Christ's name we pray, amen.